Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
To me, because once you take a baby from its parent and send it in a direction that the parent doesn't know where the child is, how's that baby supposed to be able to tell you, well, this is where they took me from and this is the last place I saw my mama? So you're going to have a whole large number of children that we don't know anything about or where they are. So the question becomes, Those children, those little babies that we don't know where they are, who's counting them? How sure are we? Or how sure can we be that they've been counted?
True. And also, this is another thing that's going to throw a wrench in the whole ordeal, which they know it is. They're setting up 20,000 beds on military bases for children. And once they're on military bases, the press won't be able to get in, because all
right.
They got to do is say it's a highly intelligent site where nobody can get in, and classified information can't get out. And then on Fort Bliss alone, which is down in Texas, Fort Bliss alone, they got a train that runs off of base. So you're not going to know whether they're taking these kids by train to other places.
Right.
You're not going to be able to have no accountability. And there's really no accountability now, being that news agencies can't get in with no camera.
Right.
So it's very secretive. They're moving kids in the middle of the night. And I know when my mom said, when I was out at night, nothing comes good at night. But I used to tell my mom, I begged to differ, mom, I was with this girl.
Lord.
At night, while you talking. But
Lord.
Basically, they're moving kids at night like cattle. What is going
right.
on in the United States of America? Here goes right. another question that I got for you both. DOD, the attorney on base, the people that on the attorneys that's in the military, which is called JAG officers, they will be going to the border to prosecute immigration violators, 21 of them. And I'm like to myself, so now you're going to hire on the low for cheap these military active officers that are lawyers to prosecute the violators. How do you feel about that, Larissa? It seems shady. Larissa and then Donna, it seems shady to me.
It seems very shady. It seems very shady. Something ain't right with this whole ordeal, and I just got a feeling that there's some things going on. I know there's plenty going on we probably don't know, but I think there's some things going on that nobody knows about. You know, no news reported allowed in there. I just feel like this is some shady frackinacle bull, like Michael Bazin used to say. This is some frackinacle bull.
I agree. Donna. I think there's some secretive some things going on, and I think part of the reason things are so secretive is because they've made a decision that these people are that are coming across this border, that their situation that they're fleeing from isn't worse than staying and dying and having their children murdered or themselves murdered or raped or you know, just treated horrifically. So the question is, what do they know about some of these people that they're sending specifically to specific areas to have them prosecuted? What do they know that they don't want us to know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
Christian Nielsen, the Homeland Director, chased out of a Mexican restaurant after all this time. Why wasn't you at In-N-Out Burger? Huh?
No.
And if you went to In-N-Out Burger, you sure couldn't have ordered a Mexican burger.
You know,
Larissa, how you feel about this?
Listen, I had a Facebook post about this. Listen, how? Listen, this woman sitting around lying on these people. All, you know, lying on these people. And then all of a sudden, because you done lied on all these Latinos, you done built up an appetite for some Latino food and actually had the nerve, instead of ordering takeout or Uber to go or whatever, you had the nerve that thought you was going to go into a Mexican restaurant and eat in peace. She's out of her mind. You know what I said? She should have ordered some jerk chicken, because they were being jerk. They should have ordered some jerk chicken. That's what she would have went and got, with some jerk chicken instead of some Mexican. Don't get me started. Go ahead, Donna. Don't even get me started.
My goodness. Well, there's two parts to this for me. One, if I worked for the Trump administration in any way, shape, or form, I wouldn't go anywhere and eat anything, because I promise you, you're getting some extra added toppings to whatever you get. I don't care what it is. You need to be mindful of where you go and where you sit down, and when you start putting food in your mouth, if you look to see if people smirking at you from the kitchen, because they think they're giving you something. You just need to stay home. That's what y'all need to do. First,
yeah. Yeah.
It's your own safety, for your own safety. And secondly,
go on, Don.
secondly, the thing that concerns me is that when you have Sanders Huckabee, you know, being asked to leave a restaurant, you've got this other knucklehead being asked, you know, don't come in here at the Red Hen or wherever it is, all of them being kicked out of places, and then you have her father saying, you know, you're treating my child in a racist manner. Did he not? I said, you know what? Racist would be if they walked up to that table and said, you stay, but you got to go, and you got to go, and we got a bus outside that we're going to put you in and take you to an undisclosed location, and you don't get to see them again. And you can, and when they leave and they screaming, Sarah, Sarah, and then you just drive them off. Sound familiar?
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Great point. Great analogy.
But see, they don't have that. So they don't need to worry about that. That's not their problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, if this administration served the people with love, you wouldn't get this backlash. You wouldn't get this backlash.
Wouldn't.
Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
I agree.
If you do unto others as, you know, and they couldn't come in no restaurant, and people talking about, I got very special sauce for you.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
And when the next person says, can't say, no, don't eat that.
Don't eat that.
That's not for you.
Okay, Michael Cohen recently resigned as his position with the RNC, Deputy Finance Chief, which I find oddly that he still had. And he also videotaped his resignation, also talking about he didn't like the policies of the separation of families. Larissa, what do you think about that then, Donna?
Listen, Michael Cohen needs to have several seats. This is a PR stunt. Ain't nobody believing that he disagreed. He agreed with everything Trump said. Trump said we going to HELL. He said, all right, that's where we need to go. Now all of a sudden that they done raided his house and he's fearing prosecution. I don't agree. I don't believe it. I ain't buying it. Nope.
Donna.
Well, anytime you have Ted Cruz saying this is a travesty, then we all need to be checking. We need to be checking for pigs falling out of the sky, because this is a dangerous precedent right now. Ted Cruz, come on, man.
He's the wrongest one to say anything.
If ever a man, and this man is saying, I think this is wrong. What?
Not you.
Exactly.
You are silly.
Let me ask you one question. By any chance, have you heard that your president has said that we shouldn't have to help Puerto Rico anymore? Because he said Puerto Rico said it was a shithole before the hurricane, and we should stop helping them because it's not going to get better. Did you hear about
that?
Yes.
I did not hear that craziness.
Yeah. That's what that fool said.
He got it out for the brown people. He got it
he
out
does.
For the brown people.
Did you also hear the full tweet this morning? The tweet was that he thinks there shouldn't be no judges on the border, and there shouldn't be no legislation. Once they cross over, we should just be able to take them back. There should be no.
He should be able to say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants.
The way I feel about that is, if you violated your oath as president, then we shouldn't have no trial for you. We should come up there with some handcuffs and drag your ass out.
Like it.
There shouldn't be no trial, because you done violated the oath, brother, a few times.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay, this is breaking news that came on right before we started. A 15-year-old boy is missing from Brownsville, Texas shelter. Immigration boy, he's missing. He just left the shelter. They didn't know where he was at. They think he's headed back to Honduras. He was supposed to get back with his parents, but there was a question in the DNA between the parent and him, so that's why they held it up, and then the boy just split and left. Now, ain't
so
that
that's the story they're telling.
That's what they said. That's what is on the news right now.
And we know that there would be no lies that anybody would tell. So if he come up, just because he came up missing, it wouldn't be because something happened. They did something to him. That wouldn't be. That
right.
That's not even possible. Okay. Okay.
Nah, they didn't say it like that. They said he up and jetted.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
He just
but
left.
Like,
he walked out the front door. He just walked out the front door.
Yeah.
They said.
And somebody waved at him and said, "Okay, hit the right."
They said it was when they were all out.
Yeah, everybody left here at the same time because everybody turned their back and went to lunch at the same time. That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know whether to believe it or not, either.
I bet you better not.
I
ain't buying it.
There's another thing that you might not want to believe. Do you believe Tom Arnold came on this week and talked about he took a selfie with Michael Cohen, first of all. And he's got a new show on Viceland, looking for the Trump. I think the title is "Looking for the Trump P Tapes."
The Trump.
I think that is the title for real. They said it on TV. Looking for the Trump P Tapes. Tom Arnold said he can't stand Trump. After he had met him and all that, he had changed after he started the Barack Obama. He wasn't born in the United States theory. That's when Tom Arnold said he fell out with him from there. He said that Roseanne is crazy and she might need mental help, which I kind of believe that. And also,
Right. Say what?
She's always said she's been bipolar. She's been schizophrenic. She's medicated most of the time. She that part ain't a lie.
So,
yeah,
he said that, Michael Cohen is going to flip because he cares about his family, his kids, and Trump doesn't care about him or his family or his kids. Do you believe Tom Arnold, or you think this is a publicity stunt? The hype up is we're looking for the Trump tape, the Trump P tapes, Larissa.
I believe him because, you know, he's not that popular amongst celebrities. He's not. There's a lot of celebrities who don't like him. I mean, before this presidency, you know, he's not that popular, probably because he, you know, the way he tells lies, they probably tired of that too. You know, no telling how many lies he even told before he was president. So, yeah, I believe it. You know, no telling who, what he done said and who, what he done to somebody else. So, yeah, I believe it.
Donna?
I don't even know that it matters anymore. I think that at this point, if they find the P tape, if they find this, they are not going to, they're not going to change the minds of those that believe in that man. Whatever it is he does, whatever it is that he says, he is no different than the way John Gotti got off of, you know, by being the Teflon Don. This is a different Teflon Don because nothing sticks to him. It absolutely won't. It won't hurt his base. It will actually give him higher numbers. So if they find the P tapes, so what? Who's it actually going to matter to?
I agree.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you can change maybe 10% of his.
You're
base.
Not. His numbers are getting higher, not lower.
Higher.
His numbers are going up. And that's because what they've done is they have awakened that sleeping beast that has been called racism for so long that was hidden in the darkness. And now it can come and stand right out in the light because it, not only is it acceptable, it is impressive. And on top of that, it's sought after. So if you can show your racism, that makes you something special right now. So I don't see where
Donna,
these are going to make
it. Up 6%. It only went up 6%.
It doesn't matter. Up is up. If anything, he should have the lowest rating of any human being possible. But anytime your numbers go up when you do something horrible, that's not a good thing.
When you're at 39, and the only reason why it went up is because the economy is still good.
No.
And how many people voted for him? 63 million?
Yeah.
6% of 63 million is an awful lot.
It's a big number. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And right now, you don't have anything Democratic to fight against him with. Nothing.
There's already 3 million that beat him out in the popular vote.
But that's not unless they voting matters.
There was a third and fourth party that people voted for too, and there was a whole lot of people that said,
again.
"Hell with it, Hillary is going to win anyway, so I'm not voting." So I mean, there's a lot more people that could have went the other way. It was extremely close.
Listen, you and I both know that coulda don't mean nothing.
I'm just
coulda, woulda, and they didn't.
If you can change those minds in November, because you can almost feel there's going to be a switchover in the House.
Well,
now,
that's
I doubt
different.
If they get the Senate. I doubt
and
if they get the Senate.
Here's the reason that's different with the House, because those representatives, anytime you're in the House of Representatives, you have to go back home to your district at some point, and you leave your family in your district. Guess what you got to be concerned about? How safe is my family if I keep following this fool? But when you're in when you're in the Senate, and when you get to the point of being in the White House, you don't care about that anymore. You don't care because
right.
you got a special place. For you, that you can make your whole family safe, and you don't care about those people you leave behind.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be. I don't know what the percentage is in the Senate who's running, but I think it's lower than the House because there's more. Of course, there's more people in the House. But
right.
I'm just saying, I think there's more people that actually running for a new seat in the House at this time compared to how many people are running in the Senate. But then you've got a lot of people.
You're those numbers out again. You're going to get 10 people saying, I want to be the Democratic candidate. And then you're going to spread those numbers out in the same way when those Republican numbers are going to be very solid behind that. Whoever that is, it's already out there. They're going to already have very solid numbers. So you got to be really mindful about what we think we're going to do until we get somebody who democratically we can look at and say, you know what, that's our shining light right there. That's our star. That's who we need to be pushing.
I think it's 51 to 49 in the Senate. Because you got to understand what you call it. He ain't going to be voting on McCain. His seat will just be open. It'll be there because he's still
right.
alive. But
right.
he won't be the factor in it. So, I mean, you know, it's all you got to do is flip three or four seats in the Senate. And maybe it'll be on the Democratic side. And like a lot of people like Roy, who all the time, this is how we started this damn show. Roy, me and him arguing, he telling me, Gina, they got to impeach him right now. I'm like, Roy, they ain't going to impeach him right now. No, they got
right.
to, Gina. And I'm like, fool, we got to get the House and the Senate before any impeachment go on. Because
right.
they did it. The same way when Nixon was in. They was getting ready to impeach him when Nixon was in, but Nixon was smart and resigned. But what I'm saying, the only way to get him out is to get the power in the House and the Senate. And Roy's going, no, Jeter, they going to get sick of him now. And I'm like, we need to start a radio show so everybody can hear how foolish he sounds. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
And now look at us.
Right.
Okay, let me go on to the next one. The White House is merging the Education Department and the Labor Department. What kind of dumb, Larissa, and then Donna.
What? I'm just
say it again. I'm confused. What happened?
The White House is merging the two departments together. The Education Department and the Labor Department into one. How do you feel about this?
I don't know. I didn't know about this.
Me either.
Well, yeah. They're merging. They're talking about merging the Education Department with Betsy DeVos or DeVoe, whatever damn name is, and the Labor Department together.
How is
that
possible?
I don't think it makes no sense to merge them both together. But that's just me.
Okay. I don't even have anything to say because I'm trying to figure out is that going to be called Department of Labor and Education or Education and I'm confused.
Take your choice on what it's going to be called, because is either going to be called the Department of Labor and Education or Education and Labor. I mean, it just depends on which one you want to put first.
But the question is, what will they do? Because this isn't making these two things don't go together.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to get somebody to understand. I understand what you're saying, Donna. I'm not with it. I don't understand how they both gonna work either. I don't see how they're gonna save more money unless they fire more people from each department.
Lord have mercy.
I don't understand that one. I don't get that.
It sounds like a bunch of fools are in the White House, but we already knew that.
Right.
Next one. How did you feel about the certain airlines that refused to travel the kids across the country, the immigration kids across the country? There's been different CEOs for different airlines that said they were not going to fly any of these immigration kids across America to different shelters. Larissa?
They got some morals. Some of these airlines have morals, you know. Maybe they just feel like it's dead wrong and they don't want any peace. They don't want a part of it, you know. So I agree. It's their decision. If they don't want to fly them, they don't want to fly them. That's their decision. I don't think it's anything under the law, like unlawful, like discrimination or anything like that. I think they just don't want, it's a messy situation that they don't want a part of and want nothing to do with it.
I find it amusing that some of these airlines who are putting their foot down about this don't put their foot down about their employees saying, put that dog in the overhead bin and tell it to shut up until it's dead, or drag that person off this plane, because I mean, suddenly they've got all this morality and they're like, you know what, we're not doing this. How low do you have to go before you say this is the thing we're not going to do? That's really surprising to me. And at the same time, who do you take off the plane to put these children on? Do you just say, okay, everybody from row, I know you're trying to get back to Houston, but everybody from row C back, you can't go. We taking these kids someplace. I mean, I don't understand how it's going to work. How would that work anyway? Where are you going to take these kids?
They were riding on the planes. Stephanie Brewer, the reporter on MSNBC, she said on her way back from the border, she's seen kids on her plane. They just bought tickets, basically. They bought tickets for them and shipped them back on the plane.
Okay. Was this the same person that said that she talked to some African Americans and they said these camps are better than some of the housing projects they grew up in? Because I'm getting curious about where they're getting this information.
No, that ain't the same person.
Okay,
I'm
just checking.
I think
they were from Fox News, yeah.
Yeah, that's Fox News. Yo, this is MSNBC. I don't watch Fox
News.
I don't watch Fox News. So I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing that Fox News says. Even today on Facebook, I posted, is there any Fox News reporters down at the border?
I watch Fox News because I need to know what they're doing. I don't know right now. They're safe at home because they don't want to get Mexican on their shoes. So they're not gonna go.
That's what I was thinking, Don. I'm like, how can that? If they're down at the border, how are they gonna report this as a lie? I just wanted to know how are they gonna do it, because I'm not even gonna waste my television time to watch Fox News talk about the border when ain't nobody down at the border for Fox News. How the hell y'all?
Nobody.
That's what I want to know. How you gonna keep?
Yeah, you don't
want to
get that on your shoe. That don't come off.
Larissa,
they might go down there and grow a heart.
Oh my God! Don't do that.
Larissa,
you know how to grit.
Got his heart.
Yeah.
This is the last one. when Kim Jong-un was at the summit, he bought his own toilet because he did not want no one to get his DNA. Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
Let me say it again. He bought his own toilet, like, I guess, what they use at the football games and all that.
Like a porta potty.
So nobody could get his DNA.
I mean, you know, the man is
okay,
he's special.
What do y'all think about that bug?
I'm impressed with
what?
I want to know who carried it. Who carried it after he used it? That's the job you don't want.
Wait a minute. I want to know where was it at outside that $3 or $10 million damn hotel he was staying in.
Mm-hmm.
And he came
and
out of his suite to go in the porta pot.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what we want with his DNA anyway. What we gonna do with it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe
right.
It was his double.
Maybe
it was his double that was there. I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't him. Okay.
Yeah. That wasn't him. That was somebody else.
I get that.
Oh my God.
You know what? It was a very peaceful, non-eventful show.
I know, right? Yes,
right.
Hey, y'all can hit E up. And go na 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 na, and Roy wasn't here, and you missed it.
You missed it.
Cause you know she the main one that gets flustered and upset. I hear every time Roy on there, she complains. I hear another gray hair growing in her head.
I'm telling you, he get her worked up.
Well, we hope Roy's doing all right, and he is having fun out there in our house, son. Y'all have a lovely Sunday, and thank you for calling in, Larissa and Donna.
Of course.
No problem.
Of course.
Bye, Donna.
Donna, I got to get you back on a Thursday night, one night.
Okay.
You missed some good artists, yo. You know that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Larissa, next time. I'm going to try to be around again.
Okay, I'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Chad.
Later.